A team of Australian and American scientists has dealt a new blow to the ideas of creationists and intelligent design theorists. One of their biggest challenges to Charles Darwin's theory of natural selection has centred on how to explain the development of complex and specialised organs like the eye. Now scientists have found evidence that the eye did evolve gradually over millions of years. And the key to their research is an ugly deep-sea fish that oozes slime. Ashley Hall reports.
The primitive hagfish isn't the kind of trophy you'd want swimming in your fishbowl. It's known as the most disgusting fish. It's long and eel-like, has no jaw, and you'll only find one at depths of 300 metres or more. The head of the ARC Centre of Excellence in Vision Sciences at the Australian National University, Trevor Lamb.
One of the characteristics of hagfish is that they exude these enormous quantities of slime when they're disturbed. And so, as far as a fisherman's concerned, if it slimes all over his fish catch, he's not going to be very impressed.
But the hagfish has played an important role in the work Professor Lamb's done with researchers at the University of Queensland and the University of Pennsylvania.
We think that they hold essentially the secret to the evolution of our eye.
Professor Lamb has spent 30 years looking into how photoreceptors work. They are the rods and cones at the back of the eye that respond to light and allow animals to see things. But he'd never thought about how photoreceptors evolved until he looked at the hagfish at the start of this year.
They have these organs on either side of the head that are called eyes, but when we started looking into the details, it became pretty clear to us that they're not really eyes. They're much simpler organs than that.
The researchers say the hagfish eye is similar to the pineal gland in humans. That's a gland in the brain that controls circadian rhythms, also known as the 24-hour body clock. So how did this evolve into the complex human eye? Professor Lamb says there was an intense burst of evolution which began about 530 million years ago and lasted about 30 million years, during which the ancestors of hagfish split from the evolutionary line of humans. It's a time known as the Cambrian Explosion, a time when, according to fossil records, a large number of complex organisms quickly emerged.
When there was, as it were, an arms race, when lots of different animals were developing organs that were superior to others, either in being able to sense other animals or attack animals or get away from them. And so it was a period of intense evolution.
During that period, the lamprey evolved. It's a cousin of the hagfish, also eel-like with no jaw, but the lamprey has well-developed eyes.
It's pretty clear from that that you can say that the last common ancestor that we share with lampreys, and that's some 500 million years ago, already possessed an eye that was remarkably similar to our own.
And that's why the discovery of Dr. Lamb and his associates is so important. One of the main questions about Charles Darwin's theory of natural selection is how to explain the existence of an organ as specialised as the eye, unless a series of gradual changes can be shown.
You may not realise, but we are related to sea squirts, and they just basically have a little eye spot. But if you look at the characteristics of, say, their photoreceptors, and you compare them with those of hagfish and then lampreys and then fish and any land animals, you see that there's a smooth transition.
Professor Lamb says it's too early to say if any medical applications of this so-called missing link will be identified. The biggest problem now is how to get more hagfish for further research.
They're difficult to get hold of them, and the fishermen don't really like them. Having said that, we are still very interested in any fisherman who would be able to bring in live hagfish.
Professor Trevor Lamb, a vision expert at the Australian National University, ending Ashley Hall's report.